Joining me in the studio now is Rachel Pearson with FACE, and she's going to talk a little bit about what went on this last year, maybe recap the season and how things went. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I am fresh from a session over at Florence Dental Clinic, which has been one of our sponsors for many years of the Winter Music Festival and other things FACE. And if my tongue is a little bit tied, it's only because I had some great care over there and I'm not unnumb yet.
I have been there before. In fact, I had to do something right after I went one time, and I was like, I knew I didn't sound right. You know, I had that little...
You had the blob in your mouth.
Little blob in the mouth, yeah. But that's okay. It's fun.
Well, I'm happy about what they did, and I will vote for them because they give you enough Novocaine and make sure that it's working.
Yeah, that's where I go to, so they're good folks over there.
Thank you. FACE... This last year, 2022-23 fiscal year is ending on Friday the 30th, and we've had a busy year.
Let's change that. Ended on Friday the 30th.
Ended on Friday the 30th of June. We had quite a year coming back out of COVID. Everything's in full swing. Thanks to Kirk Malenik and his ideas and his great team, we had a winter music festival like no other. And made money and made people happy. But that's our biggest thing, and it's the thing most people know us for. But we also do a lot of other good stuff, and we also have administration, like officers and bylaws and those exciting things, budgets and other things that start with the letter B. We have a new officer crew. Judy Dolmatch took over as vice president. She was voted in last week. And Ed Boland, treasurer, and they're ready to take on the tasks, which are numerous but not too onerous because we always have cookies, as you know. They replace Ken Janowski, our VP for quite a few years, and another long-serving person, Bonnie McDuffie, is stepping back as treasurer. So we thank them and applaud them and move forward. And in a nonprofit, you have money coming in, but you have a lot of money going out. And we also give away money to local nonprofits when they use the event center for a successful program, performance, or other event that has any component of performing in it. FACE will give them a grant, and that's usually between $400 and $750, depending on how much they are charged. And in 2022-23, we are proud to say we have been supporting Crow Last Resort Players, the Florence Community PTA for their talent show, and Sayous Law Schools, bands, choirs, and elementary music. And that's six groups, and that's very exciting because all of them were filled with excited people and happy amateurs, and it's just so great to support that.
You also said that some of the money you have goes to the Florence Event Center.
It does. And we have not been able in previous 3 years, because of everything being locked down, to give them the amount of support that we want. We also didn't make much money, but their needs were different because of COVID. And one thing we did buy, this is for the whole theater, not just for the administration of the FEC, we bought some very attractive rugs for the stage. And George, you're a musician. You know what it feels like if the stage is welcoming. Mm-hmm. You have a place to stand that isn't a cement floor or some strange outdoor venue. It makes it easier for you to put in a great performance. So we got those rugs, and they're not expensive Oriental rugs, but they look like it from the audience.
I noticed at one of the shows I was at, and forgive me I can't remember what it was now.
The June Bugs?
No, it wasn't that one. Oh. But it was you could see them on the floor there, and they looked really nice, even from
yes.
the seats there.
Those are some rugs that we had, and we got matching ones to go with those because those were smaller.
So these new ones have just come in then?
In the last month, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they got used for the June Bugs. So if you were there for that show that the FEC booked, you saw them, and I have to say the June Bugs were very popular, and they want to come back. So Face is talking about maybe bringing them back next year.
That always says a lot when somebody performs and then they want to come back. That says a lot about the stuff you're doing and doing it right.
Thank you, George. That's nice of you to notice. We know you've supported us over the years, but when the performers actually say, "You guys treat us like gold," and more than one person has said that, that means a lot to us, and that means we're doing things right, and it means our town is doing things right. We have sponsors, people who support us, give us money, give us rooms, like Ron Moore at the Hoagland Properties and Steve Shrewsbury up at the hotel, Best Western. They love staying in those places, and they just feel like they're really taken care of with white glove treatment, and the town is friendly and welcoming, and they all want to come back.
That's an awesome thing. And, of course, this last Winter Music Festival, what a lineup. I mean, just fabulous. And, of course, you got Michael Cleveland and the Flame Keepers.
That were here, yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, the good news is we're bringing back bluegrass and some groups that people will have heard here before and clamored for more. The not so good news is for us, Kirk Malenik stepped back and said he's done his best and it's time for him to hand on the torch to others. So we're carrying on without Kirk, but he is helping us moral support and advice, of course. And he'll be around at the festival, we know, but he's not in charge anymore.
He's just not doing the worker bee like he was.
Well, he was a worker bee and a lot of other jobs. I can't count how many hours he put in last year for that festival. But this year, Winter Music Festival 2024 will feature a favorite band of almost everybody who's been here. It's called Appalachian Roadshow. And there are bunch of fantastic individual musicians and five guys that get together and they make magic on the stage. And they played 2 years ago. Because of COVID, they did the kids' concert to an empty theater. You would have never known it was an empty theater if you just looked at the live feed that they sent to the schools. So thrilled to have them back. Also, fan favorite Josh Goforth from Madison County, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He's wonderful. The teachers loved him. The kids loved him. Everybody that had a dealing with him during the week of the festival, because he stayed through Saturday, loved him. So he's coming back for the Oregon Pacific Bank Friday evening concert, late afternoon concert, and the kids' concerts, and something on Saturday, and a workshop, and he'll help take the stage. So he'll be all over the place, but he's got that helper mentality, and he just makes everything better. The room, when he walks in the room, you feel better.
Quite lively, too.
Yes.
That's a good thing. That's always a good thing in a performer.
He is. He's also a world-class storyteller, and I'm hoping that he will give a storytelling workshop, because a lot of people love to tell stories, and if just a little bit of organization and forethought can make those stories ring and resonate with other people.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Is that now you've already got the whole lineup, right? So you've got pretty much know who's going to be coming.
We do. We have for Friday night, Never Come Down is coming back. That's a favorite band. They have a fantastic female singer that people fell in love with last year. And then their buddies, the Hen House Prowlers, are opening on Friday night. So that'll be pretty raucous, guaranteed. Never Come Down is playing all over the place, and they are definitely a band to watch. And their fan base is growing. And here it's growing, too. Then Josh opening for Appalachian Roadshow on Saturday night. Our Saturday afternoon event is going to be a lot of fun, starting with Beth Wood, who's a singer, songwriter, storyteller, kind of the old school, almost folk, but she's really got more of a bluegrass tang to her. A young band called Crying Uncle, and kids 20 to 25 out of Northern California. Four guys with bluegrass aspirations, and they'll work harder than anybody to make you love bluegrass even more. And We'll have more details on them as we come up. But one of their mandolin player is an award winner. By the age of 18, he had already won a national award. And filling out Saturday is a really high energy woman named Becky Buller. She's got the perfect name for herself. Plays a fiddle, red hair, lively, fun, and she brings with her banjo player Ned Lubarecki, who is a nationally known person who is a banjo aficionado and knows all about it and wants to share with you. So that's going to be quite a lively way to end the afternoon. We'll have workshops. We'll have the same food truck as last year. The bakery lady, Jen's coming from Coos Bay, and Linda Levitt and Tom Neckville manning Gallery 5 as their jam session and just gathering place for folks that want to just hang out. And Chef Derek Lundenberg at the FEC Kitchen, he's really getting his groove going on the food over there. So if you've eaten there in the last 8 months, you know what he's got going. It's really fun.
Cool. What else do you have? Do you want to share with us as far as what's going to be happening or what's going on? Or
For the Winter Music Festival 2024, we'll have Take the Stage again on Thursday night. We'll have the kid concerts on Thursday day. And we may have some workshops on Friday afternoon. It depends on when the bands get in and what they can do. But all of these people are totally into the music to the point that they will provide, as part of their contract, a workshop, which will be free to everybody who buys a ticket to the weekend.
Right. Now, last but not least, coming up in September, I know that Judy Flegel is going to be coming in talking about the Florence Festival of Books, but anything you want to touch on?
It's coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have Robin Woods is helping put us in the modern age of Facebook and advertising on Facebook. She's a local author who knows a lot about marketing herself, not herself per se, but her books. And she's helping us on the committee, and she's also going to have a booth with her books. She writes fantasy and writing assistance books, like prompting yourself and organizing your writing. And she'll be there to give a workshop on marketing yourself online. And then everybody's favorite local writer, Ned Hixon, is here, and he will be giving a workshop on organizing a novel foundation. So how to put fiction writing together so that you end up where you want to be rather than letting the characters go off into the cyberspace and you have to reel them in. So that's going to be fun to have workshops. We've never had that before. We'll have panel discussion and, of course, Judy ending out the afternoon. So it's one day on the 23rd of September.
I think I'll have to get with Ned's one, because that's what my characters in my books tend to go. They go off and then I've got to go, wait a minute, where are they? Yeah. So that'd be a good one for me.
I think it would be a good one for anybody that I don't write books, but I would love to hear his talk because I read a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I critique books that I'm reading thinking they really lost control of this. And yeah. Ned's working on that. And he's written a lot of different things besides newspaper work. So,
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rachel. And good luck on this next year. I guess you'll be talking about early ticket sales soon coming up.
Yes, the tickets for Winter Music are going on sale very soon. So we will talk about that. Strike that. Tickets for Winter Music Festival went on sale July 1st. So we have an early bird special that goes until August 31st.
All right. And how can you get those tickets?
Go directly to the event center website where they have the ticket sales. Our website is not updated with all the bands that we just signed, so if you want to get the tickets, you'll have to go there anyway. So go to eventcenter.org.
All right. Rachel Pearson, thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
Next, I'll speak with Judy Flegel from the Florence Festival of Books on the July edition of Our Town.